This is Audible.
Dust, written by Hugh Howey, narrated by Tim Gerard Reynolds at Brickshop Audio Incorporated. For the survivors. Is anyone there?
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
Ah, Lucas. You weren't saying anything. I thought for a second there that you were someone else.
No, it's me. Just getting my headset adjusted. Been a busy morning.
Oh?
Yeah. Boring stuff. Committee meetings. We're a bit thin up here at the moment. A lot of reassignments.
But things have been settling down. No uprisings to report.
No. No. Things are getting back to normal. People get up and go to work in the morning. They collapse in their beds at night. We had a big lottery this week, which made a number of people happy.
That's good. Very good. How's the work on Server 6 coming?
Good, thanks. All of your passcodes work. So far, it's just more of the same data. Not sure why any of this is important, though.
Keep looking. Everything's important. If it's in there, there has to be a reason.
You said that about the entries in these books. But so many of them seem like nonsense to me. Makes me wonder if any of this is real.
Why? What are you reading?
I'm up to volume C. This morning it was about this fungus. Wait a second, let me find it. Here it is. Cordyceps.
That's a fungus. Never heard of it.
Says here it does something to an ant's brain. Reprograms it like it's a machine. Makes it climb to the top of a plant before it dies.
An invisible machine that reprograms brains. I'm fairly certain that's not a random entry.
Yeah? So what does it mean, then?
It means we aren't free. None of us are.
How uplifting. I can see why she makes me take these calls.
Your mayor. Is that why? She hasn't answered in a while.
No, she's away. Working on something.
Working on what?
I'd rather not say. I don't think you'd be pleased.
What makes you think that?
Because I'm not pleased. I've tried to talk her out of this, but she can be a bit obstinate at times.
If it's going to cause trouble, I should know about it. I'm here to help. I can keep heads turned away.
That's just it. She doesn't trust you. She doesn't even believe you're the same person every time.
It is. It's me. The machines do something with my voice.
I'm just telling you what she thinks.
I wish she would come around. I really do want to help.
I believe you. I think the best thing you can do right now is just keep your fingers crossed for us.
Why is that?
Because I've got a feeling that nothing good will come of this.